The latest victim of the government shutdown could be the president's State of the Union address. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote a letter to President Trump saying if the shutdown is still in place on January 29th, he should reschedule his State of the Union or deliver it in writing or, as she later said, give it from the Oval Office because of the lack of security in Congress.
It is now day 26 of the government shutdown, and tens of thousands of federal workers are now being called back by the Trump administration to do their jobs without pay. This includes airport workers and IRS employees who process tax refunds. And today there is also news of a terrible, deadly attack on U.S. troops in Syria, 4 reported killed. Let's bring in our political strategist, John Brabender, Republican strategist. Hi, John.
Hello.
And Jamal Simmons, the Democrat and host of Hill TV. Hi, Jamal.
Hi.
And start with this awful news from Syria. The White House says the president has been briefed on this deadly attack on a patrol of U.S.-backed Syrian fighters and U.S. troops in northern Syria. This is days after the U.S. began withdrawing U.S. troops. 4 troops reportedly killed, ISIS claiming responsibility. John, Senator Lindsey Graham is saying it was President Trump's statements, some say maybe taunts, that emboldened ISIS. That's Senator Graham. How does this make his claims that ISIS is completely obliterated? How does it make
look? We do know ISIS is almost completely obliterated. We know that what they're doing is turning to more guerrilla-style tactics, which they're going to continue to do. But I do agree with Lindsey Graham on one thing. I don't have any problem that we're going to get out of Syria at some point. I think how we do it, how quickly, and the timing is something that, frankly, the White House and the president should probably revisit based upon this. Is it the right time or not? It's certainly the right goal. I'm just not sure the timing is correct.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the shutdown. Here's House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer being asked by a CNN anchor today if the State of the Union address is off.
The speaker is the one who invites the president to speak at the joint session, and she has said, as long as government shut down, we're not going to be doing business as usual.
So the State of the Union is off.
The State of the Union is off.
Jamal, what's going on here? Is this leverage for House Speaker Pelosi or what?
You know, the reason why Democrats needed Nancy Pelosi back in the speaker's chair is because she knows where the bodies are buried and she knows where the knives are kept and where they go. She's pretty good at this short distance fighting that is going on between the Congress and the White House. And she's let President Trump know that he's not the only one who has cards to play here. I think that it looks like we are not going to have State of the Union until the president finally realizes he has to do business with the Congress as it stands and can't just run roughshod over the country while he's holding these hostages.
Well, but I'm wondering, Jamal, if that's not a good thing for the president right now. Look, he might commandeer the television networks and give a speech from the Oval Office. He won't get the applause that comes after lines that he would get if he were in Congress. But I'm still stuck, John, on this thought that 4 U.S. troops have been killed in Syria. Now the president doesn't have to address that in a speech to the nation. So, you know, Jamal, you know, your thoughts on that?
Listen, first of all, I think the way the president handles these foreign policy questions is just abhorrent. This is not a time, and these issues are not small enough that tweets are the way you announce policy. And you don't do it without consulting with your military generals. When President Obama was in office, he had months-long processes before he made these kind of Defense Department allocation announcements. I think the president of the United States has to take his job more seriously. We're not sure exactly if he's working in cahoots with a foreign power or not, but we do know he is not treating this job seriously.
John,
this is getting a little bit ridiculous, though, to say that the president's not taking this seriously. I think the fact that our economy is doing well, that it's a stronger country, all those type of things that we're seeing, all those positive things. But let's call what Nancy Pelosi is doing what it is. It's grandstanding for political gain. What she is trying to set up is the president to say, nope, we're moving forward. Mm. And then she's going to say, well, you know what? We're not showing up in a show of solidarity to the people who aren't getting a paycheck to try to embarrass this president. What I think the president should do, if I was advising him, is to say, yes, I will give it again from the Oval Office as long as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi promise to do the response, just like they did last week sitting next to each other when they looked ridiculous. Mm. I mean, the truth of the matter is, this is not about a shutdown. This is about America's lives in jeopardy through excessive drugs that are coming in. 100,000 people go to the ER every day with every year with overdoses from heroin that's coming from the southern border.
Yeah, but it's coming through legal entry points in cars.
It's not coming just through legal entry points.
It largely
points.
Is.
There's so many holes in the southern border that it can come anywhere. But so let's just even say it is coming through legal points. So what are we going to do? Put a white flag up and say we're not even going to try to stop the drugs from coming up? That's absurd.
The Democrats have offered $1.3 billion to help harden the existing security for our immigration system. And frankly, you know, Republicans have said they're worried about terrorists coming across the border. They should build a wall in Canada because there are far more terrorists that come through border than there are who come
from the south. We've gone through all the arguments about the wall, and we can do that again and again and again. But I want to ask you this, Jamal. What do you think happens next? Why isn't the president just doing what he's been threatening to do and declaring a national emergency so we can get on with life? And people who are trying to decide between insulin, paying for their insulin and paying their mortgage payments can actually start getting a paycheck again, and this country can move forward.
I'm not sure what the president's thinking. It's hard to know. I mean, let's check his Twitter feed and see if we can get an insight. But it does not seem that a man who lives in a tower and is worth $1 billion supposedly really understands the struggle that real Americans are going through right now. And instead of him taking the deal that's on the table, the Democrats have offered to compromise already. They are passing bills Republicans have already voted for. Instead of taking those Republican bills and signing them, the president of the United States is saying, no, I will continue to hold these federal workers hostage and the contractors. I will continue to hold them hostage until I get my way in a temper tantrum.
Well, John, just a little while ago in Congress, Hakeem Jeffries, who's from New York, says Democrats are now prepared to talk about infrastructure on the border. Maybe not a sea to shining sea wall, but a wall in spots. Is that, do you see that as an opening?
Well, look, I think there are some. In fact, there's Democrats and Republicans in the Senate delivering a letter today to the president saying, let's reopen the government with the promise we are going to negotiate for a wall. Nancy Pelosi, however, said, I will not do that. I will not negotiate for a wall under any circumstance. Let's not forget, people like Chuck Schumer voted for a wall. And all of a sudden now what's happening is people like Nancy Pelosi, who's weakened because of the new rise of the far left socialist in the Democrat Party, has to do what a small number of extremists in her party wants to do. And she has literally taken any discussion of the wall off the table, even if that means reopening the government. And I think that's wrong.
Well, Gallup polling this week shows President Trump's approval rating has slid. With an 8-point loss among independents since last month to 35 favorable. Quinnipiac poll shows Nancy Pelosi's approval ratings jump 6 points to 35% favorability. The American people seem to be liking what they're seeing. But Jamal, is there danger down the road? I mean, for everybody, if this doesn't get resolved.
Of course there's danger, but I reject the idea that it's up to the Democrats to compromise here. The Democrats are passing Republican bills. The Democrats are not trying to add Medicare spending. They're not trying to add education spending. They're just trying to put law enforcement officers like Border Patrol agents and ICE agents back to work with full pay. And that is not a base Democratic turnout strategy. And at the same time, the Democrats are saying, like, let's just go ahead and get these Republican bills passed, and then we'll have a conversation about border security, which they're willing to pay for, just not the president's goofy wall. Mm-hmm. I think it's up for the president now to come to the table seriously and offer and sign Republican bills and put these people back to work.
I want to ask you about one more thing, and that is Steve King. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked this morning if President Trump supports growing Republican condemnation of Iowa Congressman Steve King for defending white supremacism and white nationalism. In a New York Times interview last week. And in response, Sanders would only say that Steve King's comments were abhorrent, and she urged Democrats to condemn comments by people like Rashida Tlaib. John, what happens next for Steve King? He's lost his committee assignments. He said his words were misinterpreted.
He has a Republican challenger.
Will he stay, do you think, in Congress?
Well, first of all, let me say this. There's issues like the wall we can all disagree on things that come down to racism, whether a Republican or Democrat. It's critical we stand up as one and repudiate the type of things Steve King has said. And let's remember, Steve King didn't just say this type of terrible rhetoric once. He has said it a number of times, which to me says it's an ideology. And so I think you will see an increasing calls for him to resign. I think you'll see an increasing call for find other candidates who can defeat him. And I think Iowans will defeat him if he does not resign.
Well, I will say
John's a good guy who's standing up for the right things. The problem is the president of the United States, who is of his party, is not one of those people. The president of the United States is someone who said that protesters, neo-Nazi protesters who killed a woman in Charlottesville, some of them were decent people. I think the president has some work to do himself, and Republicans are going to have to repudiate him.
Well, we spoke to some of King's constituents at KSCJ in Sioux City, Iowa, and they agreed he didn't get punished. Trump didn't. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.